Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
My heart, tried my ring. You are my heart, and I am the pain. Where are
Father, we come to you in the name of your son, Jesus, and we ask that you look upon us on this broadcast. We pray that you will touch tonight, that you will bless, save tonight, O Lord. Let the word of God go forth that a soul might be blessed, that somebody may be strengthened through the word of God and also healed from their afflictions. We know you're able. And we're dependent on you tonight. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, my Heavenly Father, we come to you. We plead our cause. We know that you know how to deliver. We're waiting on you, and we're looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Move tonight, oh, Lord, by your spirit. Take full control. Let the blood of Jesus cover and bind the works of Satan. Cast him out tonight, O Lord. Look on those souls that are requesting a special prayer. We pray that you touch them right now. You know what they're going through. You know their situation. You know how to deliver them. You know how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. You know how to make the way for them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you have your way and let your will be done tonight, O Lord. Bless in a special way, O Lord. Look on every listener tonight. We pray that you will touch their hearts, touch their minds, O Lord, and give strength to them that are weak, heal them that are sick, and deliver them that are bound. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus cover tonight. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Move in a mighty way, O Lord. Work a miracle in somebody's life that they might have a testimony that will glorify the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O Lord. Jesus, we are dependent on you. We are looking to you tonight. You are our very present help. No other help we know, O Lord. We are waiting on you. We ask that you come to our rescue, that you will hear our cry, that you will move in our behalf. You know what we have need of, and you know our prayer before we call. Make a way for us, O Lord. Open up doors for us, O Lord. Bless this prayer mission. Bless it in a special way, O Lord. Let the word of God go out, and let souls be saved through the word of God. In the name of Jesus, look on the speaker of the hour. I pray that you continue to send your anointing through her. Continue to bless her. Spirit, rest upon her. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way, O Lord. Move, Lord. Move in a mighty way. I pray, Jesus, that you look upon all those that are praying and requesting a special prayer. I pray that you will touch them, O Lord. Grant their petitions according to your will. Oh, my God, send deliverance to them that are bound. Heal them that are sick. Move all manner of diseases. We know you're able tonight. Oh, my God, we're looking to you. Help us to take you at your word. Help us not to doubt you, but help us to trust you with our whole heart and lean not to our own understanding. Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We thank you for another opportunity to come before you in prayer. And we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the one that's conducting it. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for how you've already blessed. We thank you in faith for what you're going to do. And we continue to look to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer. And we pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Let the Spirit of God be there. Have your way and let your will be done. And we will give thy name the praise, the glory, and the honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist May. And we thank God for once again allowing us to be on the air. You're listening to the Prayer Works Ministry broadcast with your host, Evangelist Sheila Hameen, and co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond and Evangelist Khadija Hameen. We welcome you. Prayer Works Ministry is a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. And on tonight, we're going to have our opening scripture taken from the 23rd number of Psalm, reading from the King James Version. That's Psalm 23. The Bible reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise the Lord. Thus I have read the 23rd number of Psalms in its entirety of six verses. May the Lord bless us through the hearing of the word of God. And once again, we welcome you to Prayer Works Ministry Broadcast. Now, I can say of a truth that my soul is rejoicing tonight. This is a Friday night. It's joy night. It's a time to give God the glory and the praise that's due to him, for he is worthy of all praises. And I just want to reflect on the Sunday school convention that we just came out of last weekend, how that we had such a great time in the Lord. God began to bless us in such a mighty way. And I mean, the Spirit of God came in the place and souls were praying at the altar in the old time way. And God was just moving and sending his word. The word of God came and the souls were touched. Souls were encouraged. Burdens were lifted. And the Lord did great and mighty things. And I thank God once again for the Sunday school convention with the theme of the power of prayer. That was the theme of the Sunday school convention, the power of prayer. Amen. And I tell you one thing, I saw the power of prayer in action in that meeting. God began to manifest himself and do great and mighty things. Praise the Lord. So we just thank God once again for all of you who have taken the time to tune in on this evening, and we give you the invitation if you would like to have remarks, if you have a song you want to sing, testimony you want to give, you are welcome to tune in on tonight. And as I had stated previously, I'm able to do tonight is unmute and join you into the air live. Or you can call into our guest call-in line to be on here live with us, and that number is 563-999. I'm sorry, that's the line to listen. I'm giving you the wrong number for calling in to be live on the air with us. Sorry, that number is 551. One moment. I don't know it by heart yet, so I got to look it up. 241-6677. 551-241-6677. And you are welcome to dial in that number and be live on the broadcast with us. You can also call in to this number when I have the capability, and I do have it tonight, to be on the studio, where I can bring you in live, and I'll do that at the end, Lord's will. And at this time, we're going to move on. We're going to have some words of encouragement from Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Yes, praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. I'm happy to hear how the Lord blessed in the Sunday school convention, and knowing that it is praying time, I thank God to hear that the souls were praying and seeking the Lord. Praise God. I thank God. I want to encourage every one of our listeners tonight to be encouraged. And even as the scripture read, the Lord is my shepherd. He is our shepherd. And if we just trust him and let him lead us and guide us, we don't have to want for anything. Praise God. So I want to encourage every one of the listeners to take the word of God in and to prepare your hearts to hear what thus saith the Lord to the people. God, we're living in the last days, and I tell you, so many things are going on, so many things are happening, but I want the people of God, and even if you don't know the Lord, to hear what thus saith the Lord. Because the Lord has a way, and his way is the right way. So if we receive the word of God that is about to come forth, God can bless, deliver, save, heal, forgive, strengthen, encourage, and a host of other things if we just receive the word of God. And now at this time, I'm going to turn this part of the service back into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful, encouraging words coming through Evangelist May. And now we're going to get ready to go to the Word of God. And before we get into the scripture, let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now, calling upon your holy name. Lord, we ask that you will speak to us through your word, that you will minister to every need. In the name of Jesus, no matter what it is, oh God, we know that you have everything we need, and you have the answer to all of our prayers. And we believe you tonight, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. At this time, let's turn our attention to the word of God. I'm going to the book of St. Luke, the 9th chapter, verses 1 through 3, verse 6, and also verses 23 through 26. And then I want to go to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter, verses 24 through 27. And I'll start with St. Luke, the 9th chapter. Verse 1 reads, "Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor neither money, neither have two coats apiece." And now let's go to verse 6. "And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere." Skipping on down to verse 23, "And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels." And I just want to stop right there for right now and let you know that I've been reading from the King James Version Bible. And tonight, I'll leave a thought with you, and that is, have you decided to follow Jesus? It's a question that we should all ask ourselves. Have you decided to follow Jesus? In this passage of Scripture where the Lord began to call his 12 disciples together, he gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And so with the power that was vested in them by Jesus Christ, they had the authority to go forth and to heal and cure diseases. And the Lord sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. This is a twofold ministry that God had given them at that time, where the Lord commissioned them and sent them out to preach the kingdom of God. But he didn't send them out there unprepared. First, he gave them power and authority over all devils. He gave them power and authority to cure diseases. And then he sent them to preach kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And then the Lord let them know that you don't need to worry about anything. You don't need to take anything for your journey. You don't need any staves or script
You don't need bread. You don't need money. You don't need two coats apiece. Just go and preach the kingdom, having the power and the authority to do what the Lord had given them to do. Verse 6 says, they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. So everywhere they went, there was somebody in need. There was somebody who needed to be healed, who needed to hear the gospel of the kingdom of God. And so the Lord in these days and times has given us this treasure in earthen vessels and has made us ambassadors to go out and to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. He has given us the power and authority over all devils. So we should really get activated, especially now, because time is running out. The time is running out, and we need to redeem the time right now because the days are shortened. Glory to God. We don't have time to waste, but we need to be activated in our ministry. If you know what God has called you and commissioned you to do, don't waste one moment, but go and do what the Lord has commanded. As soon as the Lord gave them the power and authority and gave them some instructions, they departed immediately, went through the towns, preaching the gospel, healing everywhere. So let us not drag our feet. Let us not be slothful, but let us work and labor and do the will of God. In verse 23, he said to them all. He was talking to his disciples, by the way. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. This is a commitment. This is something that we have to commit to do when we decide that we're going to follow Jesus. There's a commitment that goes with it. If you want to come after Jesus, you have to deny yourself. You have to take up your cross every day to follow him. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Don't go out of your way trying to preserve your life, trying to save your life, because you're going to lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, Jesus is saying, for my sake, the same shall save it. Do whatever you do for the Lord, because only what we do for Christ will last. Everything else is going to pass away. Everything else is worthless. It means nothing. Only what we do for Christ will last. And if we lose our life for the sake of Jesus, we shall save our life. But what is a man's advantage? Another scripture said, what is it profit of a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? Don't lose your soul just trying to save your own life, trying to preserve your own life, feeling like, well, I'm on the go, and I'm going, and I'm doing, and I'm doing, but are you doing for Christ? Have you decided to follow Jesus with your whole heart? Have you denied yourself? Glory, hallelujah. It makes no difference how busy you are in your life. Only what we do for Christ will last. All these other things that we're doing, going after this, going after that, trying to get a high-paying job, trying to get a car, trying to get a house, all these things are nothing but vanity. They are nothing. We have to deny ourselves, take up our cross every day, and follow Jesus. And as the Lord began to say these words to his disciples, in the 26th verse says, for whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. And in that, I want to bring out in Matthew, the 16th chapter, where this is an account and it's something additional that was brought out in these passages, the verse 24 through 27, St. Matthew 16, 24 through 27. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. So at that time when Jesus appears, when he comes in his glory, in the glory of his Father and of the angels, going to reward every man according to his works. Hallelujah. And so it's important for us to deny ourselves, take up our cross daily, and follow Jesus. Don't miss a day from denying yourself, taking up your cross, and following Jesus. Once you have decided to follow Jesus, he will surely take care of you. The disciples that he sent out, they didn't need anything. They didn't want for anything, but the Lord gave them everything they needed. And when God sends us out on a mission, he will provide. He will be there with us. He won't leave us, and he will not forsake us, but he will work with us, his hand working with us. We can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Hallelujah. So don't be fearful. Don't be afraid, and don't draw back. Don't be ashamed of the Lord. Boldly in the name of the Lord, and he will go with you. So he will equip you with what you need. He'll prepare you for the mission. Amen. Praise God. As he did when he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority. He knew they would need this power and authority because there are many devils out there. There are many obstacles in the way. There are many things that we will run into. But we need to have this power and authority in order to do the will of God and the work of God. So I just want to encourage every born-again believer to take up your cross every day. Deny yourself. Take up your cross every day and follow after Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If somebody is slacking up on the job, it's time out for slacking up. It's time out, but it's time to be about your Father's business. It's time to go where the Lord has sent you. Say what God has given you to say. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. Open your mouth and speak whatever the Lord has commanded you to speak. This is part of your commitment when you decide to follow Jesus. If you're going to follow Jesus, follow him all the way, not just when things get tough or when it look like you things are just not going to work out or you're just tired. No, but all the way. Hallelujah. Be committed. Be completely committed. Make up your mind. Make your mind up that you have decided to follow Jesus, and that's it. Glory to God. No turning back. No looking back. But go all the way with the Lord. Praise God. Have you decided to follow Jesus? Thank God for the word of God. I pray that you have gained something from the word on tonight, and I want to encourage you to just take the word of God in and allow the Lord to have his way in your life. If you're listening tonight and you don't know the Lord, in the departing of your sins, if you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, you can decide right now that you want to follow Jesus. If you repent and be sorry for the wrong that you've done, the Lord is merciful and he will forgive. He'll forgive you and take away your sins, and he will bless you if you're willing and humble enough to ask the Lord for forgiveness and willing to deny yourself. Take up your cross every day and follow Jesus, and he will show you great and mighty things. He will have mercy on you. He will save your soul. Oh, glory to God. And if there's anyone who's discouraged or sick in your body and needs something from the Lord, we're going to pray a special prayer for you tonight. Anything you desire of God, just have a little faith and just believe God. Just believe him. Just believe him, and he will do it for you. Now let us put our minds on the Lord and go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, we come to you, O Holy Father. We humble ourselves before you, Lord. We ask for mercy and we ask for forgiveness. Lord God, forgive us for our shortcomings. Forgive us, Lord, for our sins and our flaws. Oh, my God, be merciful unto us and search our hearts, Lord. While we're praying this prayer, move upon us, oh God. Lay your hand on us, Lord, for we need a touch from you, Jesus. Lord God, lift heavy burdens in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Lord, that you will look on those who have decided to follow you, Lord, who have repented in their heart and asked for forgiveness. Lord, forgive their sins and take them away right now. Blot out their transgressions, Lord, and save their souls. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, my God, and send them out. Commission them for your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will look down on those, Lord, who are coming with the prayer request, desiring to be healed and delivered of an infirmity or affliction in their body. Lord, we pray a special prayer for them that you will touch, heal, and make whole, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, go into the hospital. Go into the sick room, wherever they may be, Lord, and make your holy visitation. Lord God, let your presence be made known. Oh, God, raise them up. In the mighty name of Jesus, work a wonder in their lives. If they committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven, oh God, and restore their health unto them, that they may go forth and do your will. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you have the power to do everything, oh God, and we need you to encourage us, Lord. We need you to strengthen us tonight, Lord. We need you to help us. Lord, we want to do your will, but we need your help, my God. We need divine intervention. Oh, Lord, we need you to lift up a standard against the enemy that's fighting against us. We need you to take up the battle for us. Oh, Lord God, we are depending on you. We are leaning on you. We are looking to you, Lord, for you are the author and finisher of our faith. And without you, we can do nothing. Oh, blessed Savior, we pray tonight, God, that you'll remember all of those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Lord God, you know every need, and we are praying right now that you will bless them tonight with whatever they stand in need of, oh God, spiritually and naturally, emotionally, mentally, financially, whatever way they have a need, oh God. You're able to supply it, Lord God. You're able to meet every need. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those, oh God, who are suffering and dealing with the bereavement. Lord, give them comfort tonight. Give them consolation. Lord God, help them to go through this difficult time. Be in the midst of them and help the family members to support one another and uphold one another. Lord God, the families that are torn apart, Lord, you are able to bend them back together. You are able, Lord God, to put them back together and help them, Lord, and those who don't know you, those who are not saved, save the family members in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh God. Only you can fix it, Lord. Only you can work it out. Oh, Lord, do it right now. Let it be done, oh God, according to your holy will. We are praying for all of those, Lord, everyone that's on the prayer list all around the world. Oh, my God, near and far. You can see those names that are written, Lord. You can even see the requests that are written by each name. Lord, even the unspoken requests, the requests that's not written down, you know about it, Lord. And we pray right now that you will grant it, oh God. Let it be done, Lord, according to your will. We believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word, and we count it as done. Anything we didn't mention in the prayer, Lord, you know about it, and we ask that you will grant it, that you will honor it, oh God, and grant it unto us. We believe we have the petition we've asked in this prayer. And Lord, we give you thanks. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your touch tonight. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for everything you've done, for what you're doing right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for this prayer. Lord, we ask, God, that you'll accept our prayer. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And for his touch tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God
as you.
For all things. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank God for all things that he's done. Again, for the word of God. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks. And I'm going to add everyone who's on the studio and unmute you if you want to have remarks. And first, we're going to give way for Evangelist May to have remarks. If Evangelist Khadija is on, she can also have remarks. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God. Thank God for the word. Word of God is right all by itself. Have you decided to follow Jesus? This is a personal question. Have you decided to follow Jesus? I can speak for myself. I have decided to follow Jesus. Praise God, because I want to make heaven my home. And I'm willing to deny myself, take up my cross, and follow Jesus. Because in the end, if we don't follow him now, in the end, we're going to wish that we had followed Jesus.
Amen.
And taken God at his word. My soul, I don't want my soul to be lost. I want to make it into that kingdom that the Lord has prepared for everyone that loves his appearance. I don't want him to be ashamed of me. Praise God. I thank God for that beautiful message and for the anointed prayer coming through. I'm thankful that I have decided to follow Jesus. And if you haven't decided to follow Jesus, now is the time to follow Jesus. Give up the world and the worldly ways, everything that's not like the Lord. Let it go and follow Jesus, because it's, in the end, it would be worth it.
But if you choose to go a different direction, it's going to pay at the end. Praise God. You don't want to mess around and let your soul be lost, but you want to take the word of God in and follow Jesus while you have a chance. I just thank God for that beautiful message. I encourage you, Dennis, I mean, to continue to preach the word of God and continue to let the Lord have his way. I enjoyed the word of God on tonight. God bless you.
Amen. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you. Giving honor to God, to Pastor Sheila, and just May, to each and everyone that's listening here tonight. This is Evangelist Ruth. I just called
thank
to give
Lord
a praise report. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I thank God for the word. When
hallelujah.
1983, I decided to follow Jesus. He offered me an invitation. I accepted it. Hallelujah. To follow Jesus. I just called to give a praise report that prayer works.
Yes.
Hallelujah. This morning when I woke up, I couldn't do anything. Couldn't move, couldn't figure out too much where I was. It looked like the room was spinning and this was going on. I'm trying to get up, couldn't move. But as I began to lay there, after a while, I began to be able to sit up. Hallelujah. And I began to see my phone, but I couldn't reach it at the time because I couldn't hardly move. And I began to reach the phone and call for my sister upstairs. I said, I need help. Something going on. I don't know. But as I began to get ready, and then they came and picked me up, take me to the hospital. And the prayer line went out to pray for Evangelist Thomas.
Yeah.
And I
thank
tell you,
you
when I got to the emergency room, they took me in, they did all the tests, and they couldn't find nothing wrong. I said, prayer works. Hallelujah. Because the saints was praying
thank
for me. And I know prayer
yeah
changes things. Hallelujah. It might have report might have been this way when I woke up, but God began to change the report through prayer. Prayer really works.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to thank God. I just wanted
yeah
to share that. I wasn't able to make it to my service in Athens, Georgia. Hallelujah. Thank God
all
for
right
my pastor, Pastor Mark, at True Holiness, located in Athens, Georgia. I know prayer works.
Yes.
When my sister began to get the message,
mm-hmm,
they came downstairs, they came praying. What we were taught to do, pray about every
yes
situation.
Yes.
Got in contact with the pastor, he began to pray with touching and agreeing. And the saints touching and agreeing all over. God did the work.
Yes.
I am home tonight.
Yes.
Thank God. Because I know that prayer
glory
changes things. I want to say continue to pray for me. Thank God.
God bless you. Amen. Praise God. Thank God
yes
for that beautiful yes praise report.
Hallelujah.
Anybody
yeah
else?
Thank you, Jesus.
Anyone else? Well, praise the Lord. I tell you, I enjoyed that praise report. Thank God for you,
mm-hmm,
Evangelist Ruth. I tell
amen
you, I love to hear the great work of God. Amen. Prayer really does work. Amen.
Amen.
So glad that you tuned in on tonight. Just want to encourage you. We are yet praying for you. Just keep the faith.
Amen.
God is doing great things. Amen. Praise
amen
the Lord. We thank God for this broadcast on this evening. And we've been having a great time in the Lord. Again, if I could have just brought that Sunday school convention on home with me, which I did bring the blessing that the Lord gave, but just being in that service and praying with souls like in the old time way just really took me back, and I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was glad to see it, that God is still moving by his power. So we do thank the Lord for all things, and we thank God for you and your prayers and your support and everything you do to support this ministry. And we're going to ask you to please continue to pray for all of those who are on the prayer list. I know I didn't read the names out tonight, but we want to ask that you will please keep everyone who's on the prayer list or others that you know of that we may not have on our list. Please continue to lift them up in prayer and let us pray one for another. And we invite you to tune in on Sunday afternoon at 3:30, if it be the Lord's will. And this Holy Temple has service at the Forest Park Senior Center on the first and third Sundays. And that place, the location is 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. And if you're in the area, you can stop on by and worship the Lord with us, or you can just tune in. We'll be streaming the service live on the broadcast during that time. Amen. Praise the Lord. We also thank God for Evangelist May. Evangelist May, you want to give your information for the Gospel Truth broadcast that airs on Tuesday nights and Sunday nights. If anybody wants to tune in and be blessed, amen, I'm going to just give you the opportunity to give your information. God bless you.
Yes, praise the Lord. Gospel Truth broadcast comes on Tuesday and Sunday nights at 7 p.m. And the number is 1-605-313-5995 pound. And the access code is 5652166 pound. And I say call in on Tuesday nights. Tuesday nights is oldies but goodies in the gospel. So we play some old tapes that we had, and we just played, I believe it was last Tuesday, we played the tape with Elder Daniel, the late Elder Daniel. And I tell you, every time I hear that message that he preached, the message was prayer changes things. And I'm telling you, he preached it under the anointing. And every time I hear it, I could feel the anointing through that message. And so on Tuesday nights, we have the oldies but goodies in the gospel. Then on Sunday night at 7 p.m., we come back and we have our broadcast on Sunday night at 7 p.m. So we invite you to tune in if you can. I know some of the churches, they have their regular service on Tuesday night and Sunday night, but not doing anything. If you're home during that time, feel free to tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast, and we will be glad to have you. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for all things, and if nothing else, this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. Again, we invite you to tune in on Sunday at 3:30. Our next broadcast after that would be Friday at 7 p.m. So every Friday at 7 p.m., every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Amen. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.
God bless you, Candace Ruth. I enjoyed your testimony.
I think she might have hung up.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Okay. Night.
All right, then. I enjoyed that testimony, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, prayer works.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right, then.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.